Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AMI. This is Vance Rogers, your host, and with me today is me. If you're not laughing, I'm sorry. We are at strike two with getting Janice Miller to be on our program. She is actually camping this weekend, and her cell service does not work where she's camping. So 2 weeks from today, she will be with us. Next Saturday, we have with us Mary Stepp, and Mary is a new silver in our organization, new as in the last couple months or whatever, and wow, you're going to absolutely love her story. Got introduced to Niken through the Vital Balance, and I won't steal her thunder, but just as a teaser, she started using it, and within just a very short amount of time, went back to her. There was the Kenzen Vital Balance and the progesterol. She has had some diabetic issues for quite some time. Anyways, as a result, went back to her doctor, and the doctor said, "Look, you're not dropping any weight for using this, you know, weight loss program, but you have, however, completely conquered your diabetes." In his words, not mine, not hers, it's gone. It's just gone. So she will be with us next Saturday, and then I promise 2 weeks from today you're going to get to hear Janice Miller, who is an author, by the way. She recently has written and published a book called The Invisible Heroine, and her background is in teaching. She didn't become a teacher until she was 52 and then retired 15 years later. She was diagnosed with arthritis at 40, and I can go on and on and on, but she is an amazing gal with a great story, and I apologize, and again, that we can't seem to coordinate and get her lined up. So, on that note, we were just having a conversation, Jim Hartman, Rita Hand, and myself, we're talking about different ways to utilize our solutions, not only for our own benefit, but for others that we come in contact with. And I'd like to resume that conversation, if we can, in a second here. But before that, I got a couple announcements I want to make. There's a couple new things that we are dealing with that I need to bring to note. One of which is an hour from now, Ursula Dowd, I think Dowd is the way you probably pronounce that, and our very own Ben Woodward, and there is a threesome, a powerhouse threesome, that is going to be on Stump the Doc here in just a few minutes from now. So I want to encourage you to jump on that. Or you can jump on the Zoom presentation to watch it. But all the information is in the email that Dave Johnson sent down a couple of days ago. Dr. Gary Linder, that's the doctor's name that totally blanked on. But Dr. Linder, Ursula Dowd, be coming to us from England, and then Ben Woodward. And Ursula did a fantastic presentation last October in San Antonio. She is a pulsor, and I'm mispronouncing that one too, technician or expert in studying brain activity and brain waves while we sleep. And her experience with the Niken sleep system was just completely overwhelmingly profound, and that's what hooked her in restoring her sleep in an environment, in an area where she was living at the time, that was completely surrounded by electronic smog. A processor for, I think it was a cell phone company, just literally right across the street. And she said, and this would completely mess up anybody's sleep cycle, which for her it did until she got on the sleep system. So, yeah, that's the first thing I want to make note of. And right behind that, we have a huge change as of August 1st in the AutoShip program for customers. And it was a little bit of confusion, and I know I was confused on it. Here's how it now works, okay? For customers, the extra perk is that they will now receive a 10% discount on all of the filters. So shower, water, the aquaphor, and the waterfall, the air filters, all three types, they will get an additional 10%. So instead of it being $34 for a waterfall filter, now it's $30. So that brings it closer into the price range if they buy a three-pack, which is still significantly cheaper. But if they just want to do one at a time every quarter on an auto ship order, they can get that discount and or add it to a regular auto ship. They can get that additional savings. I mean, so it's only $4, but hey, why not? When you take care of your customers, they'll take care of you. So nice little extra bonus. And then for the consultants, and I'm still not sure why we'd want to take advantage of this, unless you've got a consultant that maybe they're a senior and they don't really care about the 5% rebate. But having a auto ship order underneath your own ID number to me doesn't make much sense because you're just wasting a commission. But consultants can now take advantage of the 10% discount on auto ship without, this is the new addition, without having a $100 minimum order. So on that note, say you want to just order a Vital Balance and, a jar of jades every month, you're still going to be able to get that at the cheapest price, which for a consultant on auto ship would be $54. And I can't remember off the top of my head what the jades would be. So that 10% discount kicks in on any order of any amount for a consultant, which does make it nice for ordering certain things. But for those of us who are business-minded and we'd like that commission coming every single month, you'll want to order that underneath of a customer's ID number to get the biggest rate of return for yourself. And as long as you have that 100 points minimum underneath of a customer ID number, then you will resume all of your profits and your commissions. And let me just give you a quick example. Let's say you're an executive and you've got no customers, but you run a $200 a month auto ship that you utilize for yourself. Well, by putting that underneath of a customer, you're going to pay a small fraction more for those products than you normally would, but you will receive your 10% commission because you've met the 100-point minimum, and you will get a 25% commission because it's a customer order, and you will receive your 10% commission on the CV because you're an executive. So 200 points, if you're looking at roughly about, trying to do the math in my head, it's roughly about a $60 commission on your $200 investment in products. So every month, and I say roughly, take out for the maintenance fees and all that stuff, but that's a nice little rebate that you're not going to get otherwise. If you just ordered underneath your own ID number as a consultant, you will get nothing in return. So anyways, that's what all I've got for now. The other thing, major, major important thing, and there's a few days left to take advantage of this. Want to bring it to your attention because this was like a breath of fresh air for me. The other night, afternoon, the last couple weeks I've been helping my brother, who manages my parents' rental properties, and he had four houses become available all at the same time. So he has been bending over. It's been kind of a family affair. Everybody's been getting involved. But Wednesday afternoon, in between mowing and raking, grass that was almost waist height in some spots, but at washing most of the exterior of a house and the windows, which have not been washed in years, I'm listening to the ICANN Attitude program, hosted by William Todd and Marty Jeffries as the main presenter, and then a slew of testimonies from people like Michael DeMuccio, Linda Morris, Madeline Zaworski, Suzanne Steele, these just amazing, powerful giants in ICANN. And one after the other, they're sharing what has happened in their life and their ICANN business in the last 90 days. And I thought, oh my goodness, this is just short of miraculous and awesome. And I'm just listening as I'm washing windows and siding, and I'm thinking, man, where, how did I miss this? I could have been so much further along 3 months ago. But what I want to do is I want to read to you the homework assignment that was for the first week. And, you know, I look back over my year since graduating with an associate's degree in practical theology, and a lot of times, people that either grow up in the church or active in a faith, we tend to object to anything that could be in the self-help category as far as, oh, wait a second, that sounds a little new agey or something. When I'm going to read to you, and this is our homework assignment, I couldn't help but flash back to the times in my life when I did major memorization of not just one, you know, scripture verse, but we're talking passages of scripture, like Philippians 2, verses 5 through 11, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, you know, and the whole thing, six verses that I committed to memory, and every single day I had this repertoire of, you know, scriptures that I would just recite over and over and over and over. This is back in 1993, I remember that. And I look over and over through the Bible, and you see, whether it's in the Old Testament, in the book of Proverbs, talking about the mind and how powerful it is, and then the Apostle Paul talking about in Romans, making a decisive decision and having the right attitude and the right mind. And as I'm reading this homework, I'm thinking, this is right out of the Bible. It doesn't say, you know, biblical passages or biblical verses, but I thought, this is so profound and powerful, and if we'll utilize it, and I want to give an endorsement or kind of an advertisement for this program, because it really is a breath of fresh air. And I thought, as I'm going through this homework each day this week, since it was assigned on, I think it was on Thursday, and repeating this, I'm going, this is exactly what we need as consultants. You know, Jim Rohn said there's only about 8 or so morons in the world. They just move around a lot. Okay, and yes, of course, it's supposed to be a joke. When we take and commit something, maybe not to memory, but to committing it to reciting it daily and repeatedly, it will overshadow any of the negativity that we may get from those 8 or so morons that we may have to encounter and do life with. Because sometimes those could be a family member, which really stinks because we're kind of stuck with them. But we still can have the mindset and make the decision to overcome that and get a right mind. So let me just read this. And if this strikes a chord with you, and if you like what you're hearing, I encourage you to go to www.icanattitude.com, and that's I-C-A-N attitude.com. Check out the website. It's pretty simple, but it talks about the course. It gives a couple testimonies. We have until Tuesday at midnight to register for the course for the next 90-day cycle. This will take us right up into San Antonio, which I pretty much guarantee you, you're going to see some growth and you're going to see some development in your group, and being able to be at that event, having some new growth in your organization will be even more fantastic. But here's what it says. My I Can attitude allows me to teach clients something which will add, oops, I started in the middle here. I hadn't gone up. I screenshotted this and on my phone, so it's really, really teeny tiny, so I apologize for that. My I Can attitude is a manifestation of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. My I Can attitude and my results are inseparable. They follow one another like night follows day. My I Can attitude means forming positive habits. I will choose my words carefully to reflect an I Can attitude, which is a master key to attracting, acquiring, and maintaining customers. My I Can attitude allows me to teach clients something which will add value to their experience with me. I encourage them to respond in kind. My I Can attitude only builds value in my brand. These values must substantiate my company's position as a thought leader in self-care, making me a go-to resource for my target group. Here's my favorite part of the whole thing. My ICANN attitude will help my clients see their current situation in life through the five pillars. Not in spite of them, but through the five pillars. Showing them what the future could look like will create the awareness that they will require to advance. My ICANN attitude gives me the serenity, or gives me serenity. I know that at any given moment I could face many challenges and circumstances, most of which I have absolutely no control over. But I make better decisions with the one thing I 100% control, my ICANN attitude. Last paragraph. If I surrender control of my ICANN attitude to what happens to be a negative situation, I will react to that situation. And more often than not, reacting is inappropriate. On the other hand, if I remain objective in spite of the situation, in other words, if I choose an ICANN attitude, I will respond to the situation appropriately, thereby creating a winning situation. I make up my mind that right here, right now, I choose an ICANN attitude. You know, when you look at that and you break it down, and again, that's the third time I've recited it today. First thing when I sat down in my glider chair in the living room, before I read anything, looked at anything, I thought, you know, I'm going to start the day off right. I'm going to start with that. And the idea and the concept is that we repeat this five times a day throughout the day. It really changes our perspective. And as we come in contact with other people, we will realize really quickly that that ICANN attitude, that winning spirit, that, you know, stealing the Nike phrase, just do it, or Sir Richard Branson, the screw it and do it, you know, screw it, just do it mentality, that philosophy, having a winning attitude and a winning spirit that is prevailing, you know, who we are, the core of who we are, allowing it to get down deep inside, it just, there's very few obstacles that will stand in our way. They're literally rendered powerless when we look at it from that perspective. And so anyways, that's my big commercial for the ICANN attitude course, program, system, whatever you want to call it. It's a weekly conference call Wednesday afternoon at 4:30 in the afternoon. It lasts exactly 30 minutes, and that's it. And if you can't be on it live, the recording of the call will be emailed to you, and or I think it's also scripted out with the homework assignment will be sent as well. So, again, I vouch for these guys. I've known, I don't know Marty Jeffrey that well, but William Todd, Michael DeMuccio, known them for years and years, well, over 20 now, for for William and Michael. And just hearing what they've experienced in their own lives. And we're all doing this together here. I mean, here are two Royal Diamonds who are in this together, and the amount of customer growth that has taken place in their own organization has been, you know, phenomenal. And because the bottom line is, and, you know, Barb Satterwhite and I were talking about this the other day, that if we want to see growth in our organization, you know, breaking out new, you know, executives and silvers and golds and all the way, it starts with customers. And when we realize that any type of growth of any business, you know, if you have a typical franchise, it's going to start with the customer base. You expand that customer base, and then out of that will come along somebody with a business mindset and say, hey, I want to do this as a business. I think I can help other people. Eat more Subway sandwiches? No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the brand that we have, which is the five pillars that people can see as, you know, as I stated in the repetition, that they will see themselves basically through the five pillars, that, hey, you know, my family life stinks right now, and if there's one area I desperately want to improve, it's that. You know, when people see that and say, you know, that's part of your business philosophy, that's part of your core values, is that we improve all of the areas of life, that's one of the biggest things that we have. That's our brand. that we have to offer other people. So, anyways, enough of a commercial. Let's open the lines up. Star 6 on your phone line. And Marty Jeffries, I'm sorry. I must have pronounced it wrong or said somebody else. But Marty Jeffries is the main core person who is leading the program. And he has decades of business experience, both in the corporate setting and in network marketing. He has consulted for several other companies, never been a part of them like he has been for Nikan, and is a powerful testimony, or I should say his wife has a powerful testimony in what encountered in their own family. So check it out. Again, the website is www.icanattitude.com. All the information's right there. I think I mentioned last week it was, we spend a ton of money on entertainment and for our own enjoyment. When was the last time that we invested $90 over the course of 3 months? This is peanuts compared to what it costs for a school course on any subject. And if you apply yourself and you do the homework and do what it takes to make it happen, it'll be life-altering for you. So, and again, I'm speaking from just the people I've spoken with that are part of the Rogers organization that have gone through it. And I got a testimony from Kimball Sargent the other day via email and what happened in her group and in her own life as a result. So check it out. So Star 6, the line is open. Question, comment, concern. We got some time here once again. Let's talk about what you guys want to talk about.
Hey, Vance, this is Billy.
Morning.
Good morning, Billy. I have a question. Since it started last Wednesday, any idea, I guess, if you sign up today, would you get access to last week's presentation?
You know, if you don't, pop me an email, Billy, and I'll just forward you my email. I don't see why not, but I don't know if they'll send that out. And but I'd be more than happy to do that for you. Last week's was the call was a graduation call, and it was just, again, one testimony after the other, people, what they've had happen in the last 90 days. So that was kind of the transition, which was great because I gave me a little bit more time to absorb this and, you know, start doing the homework. But I would reckon that would definitely take place, that they should send it. But again, if they don't, Billy, pop me an email and I'll just forward you mine because it's got both the recording of last Wednesday's
call. Hey, Dan.
Yes.
This is Candy. And the first time through, I didn't sign up until that intermediate week like we're in now. And after you sign up, then you'll get the post call, which actually has the assignment with it. I expect that Billy probably will.
Okay, there you go.
Like you said,
perfect.
But you can forward yours if need be.
Okay, thank you, Candy. I appreciate that.
All right, thank you, man.
No worries. Hey, one other thing I just remembered I wanted to make attention to. It's in the August, I believe, the August e-newsletter from Nikan. We got new ducts coming, and it's black. And word on the street is that they won't start shipping that until we run out of the supplies of the blue. So keep ordering and keep utilizing the blue, the beautiful aqua blue that I so love. And then the black will be coming. Now, will we have both colors? I do not know. Or will the black replace the blue? Do not know that. That's something that we can send the feedback to Nikan and say, hey, we want both colors. So don't eliminate the blue once we run out. Is it improved? Is it different? No. From my knowledge, it's exactly the same, just a different color. Because There are more people that are utilizing the black, more athletes, and so it's more the norm as far as conforming versus the beautiful aqua blue that we have in the ducks. So I knew there was one more thing I forgot to make note of. Questions, comments, concerns? Star 6 on your phone line. We'll open it up.
Hi, this is Pat Kelly.
Good morning, Pat Kelly. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I've been taking the course as well. I haven't been as faithful to the homework as those who have really, really moved forward. However, what I have found is that the universe is supplying me with customers out of the blue. People come to my store and say, no, I bought these from you 8 years ago. Now I have a friend who wants something else. The second part is I have a fellow who's 89 with a lot of arthritis. He's been using the CM cream, and he gives samples out to his church people, and now they have, the church people are buying buying them. And he's rubbing his feet. He's got congestive heart failure. He's rubbing his feet with the CM cream. He said, I don't have any swelling anymore. So is this a coincidence or what? I have no clue, but that's pretty good.
And imagine, Pat, what would happen if you, as you said, you weren't as faithful to the homework. Imagine what would happen, you know. And again, I don't want to get caught up on this because some of us are going to go, oh, come on, Vance, cut with the commercial, enough already. But there's just such a powerful, and this is what I heard Wednesday night, and it was reflective in my own. Again, I look back at seasons in my life when I really committed myself to major repetition of principles that are positive and life-altering. You know, if you watched any, and I kept dozing off last night, I apologize, during the opening ceremonies, but there was a short article about what families have to give up for their kids, or what a husband and wife will have to give up for themselves if they choose to be an Olympian. And it's not an easy task. And every day, getting up at the crack of dawn for some of them, you know, you look at someone like Michael Phelps, who carried in the American flag, five-time Olympian. He's 35 years old now. He was 15 back in Australia 20 years ago when he appeared for the first time as an Olympian. This is huge, but he's the most decorated Olympian in world history. That takes discipline. It takes spending hours upon hours in the pool every day doing the same thing over and over and over and over. We're not talking about physical repetition here. We're talking about simple biblical values, committing them to our mind. And out of that, as beautifully as Pat just shared, what comes out of it is stuff gets realigned in our life. And there's a beautiful thing about this. So really, really jazzed about what we have to work with and immediately plug people into, regardless of when they join, saying, hey, look, we got this great course. It's too late to sign up now. It is closed, but the next cycle will be starting here. But hey, let's utilize what I've got going, and I can kind of, we can spill over some of what we're doing into our group and utilize that. Well, gang, this is unlike you guys to be so quiet.
Vance?
Yes, good morning.
It's Barb Satterwhite.
Good morning, Barb.
Good morning. I just wanted to reiterate what Pat said. I did what I can, and I'm going to repeat it. Because, you know, it's interesting because some of us on this line probably have had what I would call a, quote, positive attitude about weekends. But the issue is how to get yourself from your right brain to your left brain and repetition. And having a mentoring call like this and or homework to do, that the repetition is so darn important. And in my mind, I wouldn't do it if I didn't have this sort of mentoring, because you get out of the habit. And so we have to continuously be in the habit of doing repetition and learning from it. So I can't emphasize enough, because it's not only going to help people in their NICAM business, it's going to help you just in general in life. So to me, it's worth a dollar a day to have this, and I encourage everybody to take part.
You know, and Barb, too, that's why I like that middle section of the homework, is that it really reiterates the fact that if we truly understand the benefit of living in striving to live a balanced lifestyle of the five pillars, when we strive to do that, it'll be reflective in our life, and other people will see, it's kind of like they'll see themselves in spite of it. They'll see, wow, that's an area where I'm lacking. Two greatest areas for most Americans is the physical body, the healthy body, and the healthy finances. And you know, if we can model that or strive to model that, we're never going to reach perfection. But as we're doing it, we have a better mindset, a better balance, and that'll spill over. So, you know, Barb, in your results are they're reflective of what you've been doing through the program, and not only in your own personal group with your own personal customers. That was what was so startling, is hearing some of these people and how many customers they've added to their group just in the last 90 days. Just phenomenal. And so really, really cool stuff has come out of it. So, and for people who want to repeat it, just something to look forward in the future, 3 months from now, after you've done it once, you can repeat it for a third of the price. So it's only 30 cents a day versus a dollar a day to go through it a second time. And which I will do again, just because I know the power of repetition and doing something over, you know, to get a better grade. This is one course that I will sign up for again and again. So,
may I make another?
Yes, go ahead, Pat.
I don't think you could get a better mentor than Marty.
Yeah? Why is that, Pat?
Well, his experience, like with what Barb said about the right brain, left brain, and the kinds of thought process that goes around that, and the thing about, if I say, about not reacting, but responding to a situation, I don't know about you, but a number of us have sometimes a knee-jerk reaction to situations, and so
right.
His reframing of life experiences and his non-judgmental ability is just exciting.
Yeah.
I had written an email that said that I hadn't done this or that thing of the homework, and he wrote back and he said, well, that was not the expiry date, Pat. That was the Best Buy date. You know, just even that small thing makes a difference in one's own attitude, self-criticism. So,
yeah,
anyway.
I had an experience yesterday, last night. I spent the morning, several hours in the morning, stuck in traffic with a buddy of mine. We took a load of refundable bottles and cans down to the recycling center. This is a fundraising thing for our senior class. Both of our oldest daughters are graduating for their class party. This is a big fundraiser we do, and this gentleman, this other dad, and I are in charge of taking the supplies down. So we fill up a trailer, take it down. Anyway, so I did that in the morning. I got back and immediately went straight over to my parents' house and helped my brother bring in 654 bales of hay. And it was beautifully just toasty warm. Fortunately for me, I got to drive truck, which made my job really easy. But throughout all of that, on my way home, it's like 5:30 in the evening, and I'm sweaty, I'm tired, I'm dirty, I'm dusty, I got grass all over me, and I'm going down Corbett Hill Road, and as I'm just partway down it, a gal coming up is waving her arms, you know, signaling me to stop in the middle of the road, and I glance in, and she's got probably a year-and-a-half-year-old stuffed in the car seat in the back seat, and she said, can you help me? And I said, okay. I put my hazards on. And she said, I'm almost out of gas, and I saw the sign down at the exit, and she said, how much further do I have to go? And I said, oh, you're just another eighth of a mile up, hang a left, and then up a quarter mile, and the station's right there on your left, little country market. And right after I got that out of my mouth, some knucklehead behind me pulls up, and they lay into their horns. I thought, really? I said, how it affect me at all? And she said, oh, thank you so very much. She said, oh, you're welcome. And I went on my merry way. And I thought, you know, this person behind me doesn't understand the situation at hand. They don't understand what's going on. Here's somebody in distress who's having a panic attack, again, almost out of fuel, got a young one in the back seat, and I didn't ask where she was from or anything. But I thought to myself, you know, they're choosing to react in a negative way and honking at me. And so it delayed them all of, what, 2, maybe 3 seconds tops? And I thought, you know, that is so you know, I could have driven really, really slow and added insult to injury, but I just didn't do that. You know, that's the wrong reaction to do. The right reaction is speed up to the normal rate of travel and go on my merry way. But I thought, you know, that's one of those things that we have the choice every day to react negatively to situations. However, if we turn it around and we say, you know, wait a second, reacting is usually about 99% of the time, a reaction is basically a sinful mindset. It's a hatred. It's the wrong base to pull from. Whereas acting, taking action, is always acting in the right mind, acting in love, and responding from a base that is going to be positive. And it's one of those things that really makes one of the biggest differences in life, that we're going to be thrown into situations time and time and time again. And if we'll choose how we're going to respond beforehand, there's never a reaction. We can pull from the maturity base that we should have and say, no, this is the right mind. This is the better way to go. So this is really, really good stuff. Really good stuff.
Hey, one last thing. He said, his last comment was, well, get off your procrastinator and get going.
Yep. I love the our friend, his name just slipped me. He wrote the book, The DNA of Success. Oh, his mom's on the line. She'll remind me of his name. But the first time I heard him speak, he said, you know, I'm sitting in a doctor's office, the waiting room, and there's a magazine laying there, and the cover article is on procrastination, and somebody had written in a Sharpie, read later.
Jack Zufelt,
thank you, Mom. Yeah, Jack Zufelt, who wrote the book The DNA of Success, which is an excellent book. But you know, we have to get off of our procrastinator and get out there and do it. Don't keep putting off the things or the follow-up. That's one of the big things. Follow up. The key to this industry is following up with people that we started the dialogue with, or started the conversation with, about anything. And you just keep dripping on people. So I'm not going to get into that, though. Any other questions or comments or concerns? *6 on your phone line. Alrighty. Well, if that is the case, we can tie a bow on this little fun chat that we've had this morning. And again, I do apologize for Janice Miller not being able to be on the line twice now. I guarantee she'll be with us 2 weeks from today. But next week, Mary Stepp will be with us. Mary, again, to put just a little plug in for her, she's a new silver. Her background for the last 15 years, has been in timeshare sales. And I haven't been to very many fun timeshare presentations unless you go to the Disney Vacation Club program. Theirs is a little bit different than most. But Mary is a delightful person, and she made the decision a couple months ago to walk away from that industry and venture into Nikken full-time, and the results have been just, completely amazing. Mary has been one of the winners of the Summer Sizzle incentive and put quite a bit of extra money into her pocket as a result of having high volume each month. So she'll be with us next Saturday. Also want to encourage you to take advantage and continue promoting the extra 10% discount for customers on any of the filters, the accessories. That extra 10% does make a difference, especially on the air unit packs. Makes a huge difference, as well as the 25% they get on any of the consumable products, nutritional, skincare, and the duct. So, and again, don't know exactly when the black duct will be coming our way, but yes.
I have a question. This is Winona.
Yes, go ahead, Winona.
I am a very discount on the SL Vistas just in time because I am setting up my filter, and I found a remote unit, it's not for the new one, and so I don't know where the remote unit is for the new air filter unit. Can I order one from the company?
That's a fantastic question, Winona, and I think you should be able to. And if you don't see it listed, I would call them because a lot of times I know from years past, even though something's not listed as something that we can purchase, like, for example, I don't think a replacement snout for the sports bottle is listed, but I've received many of them because of, before it... it was improved as far as the density of the plastic they used, adding to the habit of breaking them. So many a time I've received those, and those were complimentary. They just, said, oh, yeah, we'll mail one out to you or two or whatever it was. So if you don't see it listed, contact them because they may have a way to get that.
Okay. So. Thanks a lot.
You're very, very welcome.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
This is Karen from Wisconsin.
Good morning, Karen.
Good morning. I have a question for you, and I don't know if you know the answer, but I'm going to ask anyway. I noticed in the list of discounted filters, the sport bottle filters are not included. Do you have any clue as to why?
As far as the pricing of them?
Yes, the autoship discount.
Okay, let me take a look at that, Karen, right quick, because I scrolled down the list right quick this morning because I wanted to clarify that. And when you pull up the, when you click on the auto ship link, I'm logged in. Oh my goodness, I'm logged in underneath our daughter's customer account. And when I click on the auto ship and go up to to create a new auto ship order, what is the regular retail price, customers? It shows them at $38. Is that right? I think you may be onto something here, Karen, because that may be...
That's correct. Yeah, because I did the same thing you're doing.
Okay. Because that should, those should be discounted, and where did my price list go? Come on. July 2015. No, that's not it. There it is. The regular price, retail price on those filters is, where did they go? Come on, here we go. Yeah, the bottles are, okay. One of those issues that I would encourage all of us, pop a little note to feedback because those should be discounted. Excuse me, those should be discounted, and they're not, and that should be, because those are a replacement, so unless, it's everything except for the sports bottle filters, but I'm looking at them right now, and they should be.
This, Van?
Yeah.
This is Carol, and I think that's true for, like, filters and things, too, and they're not considering those consumables, I think.
Well, they are, but what's happened, Carol, since 6 days ago, since August 1st, the filters are considered a 10% discount item for customers, and that's where we're getting kind of the mess up here, because those are not discounted like the filter for the waterfall. It is discounted, and I'm looking at the price right here because normally it's $34, and on here it is $30.38. So that's a 10% discount on that. Why the sports bottle filter is not is kind of a mystery, because normally these are, the cost for us as consultants is $30, And I'm even putting in a mock order right now, and it's still not coming up at a discounted price. So all I can say is, gang, pop a note to feedback. It's, you know, the more we respond to them, the they'll figure out. And, you know, and I will pop a text right now to, as soon as we finish the call, to Jeff Isom and say, hey, what what gives? These should be discounted like everything else. And find out, get to the bottom of it, find out what's going on. So
great. Listen, thank you for double-checking.
No worries whatsoever. Again, feedback at nekent.com is the email address, or you can just go to the lower right-hand corner, that green ribbon that goes diagonally across the screen. That's the feedback option. The more response they get from us, the more they'll look into things. And we have changed many, many a times because of this group on Saturday mornings. We've been able to change or alter things or get products back that we deem necessary. So Nikan does respond in a timely manner. So I'm sure this is just an oversight that somebody didn't do what they're supposed to and include that, because everything else, I'm looking down the price list, everything else is included in that discounted, that, you know, slightly discounted price on that. So do your part and we'll get it fixed.
Vance, are the air units back?
The air units are not back. The newest, the Kinko air unit, still are out because of some manufacturing issues. And I wish I had intel on that, but I know absolutely nothing on what's going on with those. So just keep your fingers crossed and keep asking, because that's one product that we desperately need to have as part of the lineup.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Rita. Okay, gang. Well, you snooze, you lose. If you don't speak up, then we have to assume, not wanting to assume anything, but I will presume that we're all out of questions or comments or concerns this morning. So thank you for all of you who participated today. I thank you greatly. And again, apologize for the mix-up in scheduling, but we'll get it dialed in here. And but I think this was productive. It was for me, to say the least. But again, one last plug, iCanAttitude.com, www.iCanAttitude.com is the course for the ICANN program, and it starts, the deadline is Tuesday night at midnight in order for everybody to get the emails in a timely fashion so we don't overload the system. But check it out, and it's going to be fun doing this with everyone who makes that decision to do it. So don't miss the Stump the Doc call presentation. You can catch it via Zoom or just dial in. It commences in 11 minutes from now, and we'll all learn together. So have a great week, everybody. Take advantage of what's in front of us, and if we don't talk to you before next Saturday, for those of us who will be on the seminar call on Wednesday afternoon, have a great week, and we'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you, Vance.